Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town. Flower show day one, Terry. You've caught up with a VIP already.
I have indeed. Now, you will already have heard him this morning on his chaplaincy chat, because he was on air earlier on. But his hat today and tomorrow is of chair of the Taunton Flower Show, Mr. Adrian Price. Thank you, and he's here. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. Welcome to you. Welcome to all the Tone FM listeners.
That's very kind of you to say. Now, the usual question.
Yes.
It's early doors. It's sort of just after 10, yeah. So people are beginning to stream in now. How's it been going so far?
Fantastic. I mean, we have this loyal following of some 1,500 show members. I think all of them were standing outside the gate ready to get in. They have a privileged entry at 9:30.
Yeah.
So they've been looking around. The judges have been working hard. Some judges just taking time to finish off, make sure they get the results right. But we get the public in as soon as we can. Of course, the weather is the crowning glory this morning. You should have been here a couple of days ago when we were fighting stair rods coming down. Now it's rays of sunshine, which is perfect show weather. Not too hot. You'll be comfortable in the showground, and a gentle breeze just to take the edge off the little bit of damp.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. When I came in this morning, I said it's a little damp, and the guy on the gate looked at me with thunder and said, "You should have been here when we were swimming on Wednesday." So obviously some remedial stuff had to be done because of the weather.
What we did was we didn't go onto areas of the grass, and we preserved the greenery. And there's nothing worse than asking people to come into a mud pool. But no, we're beautifully green. In fact, if anything, the area is freshened up.
It's looking
so
good.
But so many people. I mean, I say often I'm just the spokesperson for an army of people, volunteers, a few showground workers, but that amazing number of competitors, 2,800, a world record for the show. They're all going to come. They're going to bring their friends, rabbits and relations to come and see their handiwork. And I want the public to come and enjoy it too. We've got lots of youngsters. We've got Duke of Edinburgh Gold Team from right across Somerset, been camping on site, all power to their elbow. They've been up early this morning welcoming our judges and other people behind the scenes. They're going to be part of the welcome team that make sure you have a good experience at the show this year.
And it's really good to see so many extra people coming in. As you say, there is a record number of entries, which is for you as part of the organising committee must be brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, we're never complacent, and we want the maximum number of people to come and enjoy this lovely event. A lot of controversial conversations have had to take place earlier in the year, but this is a day to celebrate all that's great about this part of the world, and so much of it on view and accessible. Some very reasonable prices for those who want to buy stuff and take it away. Traders love coming here. They talk about it being a family, a atmosphere, a village community, really. We build a tented village for them, and we're grateful for what you're going to do to host our entertainment, because we've got a wonderful variety down here. Again,
we have indeed.
On young people.
We'll be telling
great.
Everybody about that in just a moment. Adrian, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the
I'm
one thing on. I will say, and we'll be saying this all the way through, is whatever behind the scenes, this show has to stay in Vivery Park, so we have to make sure that is what happens, because this
Good
is
man.
The home of the Taunton Flower Show.
It has been 166 years, and sometimes I feel like I've been here for most of them.
Yeah, and it has to stay. Adrian, a pleasure as always.
Thanks so much.
We'll try and catch up with
you
during
later.
The course of
yep.
the event, but I know how busy you are, so we'll let you go. Adrian is driving off in
yes.
the truck at the moment.
Must set the scene. Golf buggy, I want one of those.
Oh,
Craig wants one as well.
If we can. Can we get a... Will they let us... The thing is, though, as you know, because we were here last year, once the punters come in, which they'll be coming in very, very shortly, golf buggy, you have to turn sideways to get alongside them. So
you do.
We probably wouldn't get very far with a golf buggy. But just to let everybody know, we are by the high ropes. This is known as Wilton Lands. And I have to say, it is a little damp underfoot, but it's not too bad. You can't miss us. We are alongside the Taunton Festival stage with our new gazebo.
Yes, we are. Come down and say hello to us. The festival stage is going to be buzzing with activities all through the day, and we will be here keeping you entertained. It's going to be a great day.
This is the World Tour of Taunton, and we are broadcasting from Vivery Park, the Flower Show, from 10 o'clock all the way through until 4. Come and say hello.
Quick. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the World Tour of Taunton, yeah?
It is. It is. We're a day early because it's Friday and we're at the Flower Show. And
it's supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Right, Flower Show here at Vivery Park. We're here today and we're here tomorrow. We're on air from 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock's gone past, obviously, through until 3 o'clock. Now, one of the people that's always with us when we have these things is our wonderful Will from Forrester's Garden Building. Sorry, I had to get that one in.
I am a mole.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Morning, Terry.
Here we are again at the Flower Show. And how's business going for you at the moment then? Okay.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. And even better to be involved in a great event like the Flower Show.
It's nice to have you. Nice to see you.
Lovely to be with you boys as well.
Now, from a shed's point of view, one question I always wanted to ask you was, is there a season? Is it a summer thing, or do people actually, perhaps it's in the winter, they knock the old one down and get one ready for the summer? How does it work?
To be fair, years ago it used to be really seasonal, but now it's, I think as well, we don't really have to find seasons anymore with weather, so I think it's just a constant sort of year-round event. Changing your shed. And after Christmas as well, you get new bikes for Christmas. You need somewhere to put your new bikes and stuff.
So you need a new shed.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. So it's all good.
Do you ever get someone coming to you and saying, I want to give a gift to my brother, my uncle, my husband. Can you? So in other words, does somebody buy a shed that somebody doesn't know is coming?
Funny enough, yeah, we sold a shed yesterday
for
friends of ours, and it's for a dad's birthday, which is middle of September.
Right, so they don't know it's coming then?
No, a complete surprise.
Yeah, and what if they don't like it? They're in dead lumber then, aren't they?
How could you not like a shed for a birthday present?
Especially from Forrester's Garden Buildings.
You hit a nail on the head, Terry. No pun intended.
Darren's just dropped back in to us then. Good morning, dear boy.
Hello, Terrence.
How are you doing?
I'm very well.
Jolly good show. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, as always.
Yes, Flower Show again.
No, it's great, isn't it? It seems to come round so quick.
The weather's not too bad today, actually. It looks like
Don't curse it, mate.
Well, you said earlier on, Will, didn't you? You said, because we were talking about it. We'd like to give people the weather, and you'd have to do it every 10 minutes, because think it's going to change.
It looks like it could change a little bit during the day.
If it does rain, you can always come and step inside one of Forrester's Garden Buildings that are pitched up here with us.
Absolutely. And also
we had a party in a shed. In fact, we talked about this a while back, didn't we?
We certainly did.
A festival in a shed.
Shed fest.
It's going to happen.
Wheels are in motion.
Yeah. The other thing to mention is that we are by the festival stage at Wilton Lands, and you can see our wonderful gazebo, and that is sponsored by, or should we say supported by, Somerset County Sports. So our thanks to Somerset County Sports for that. Right, now, anybody wants to come down, are there any show offers on today?
There's always an offer.
Buy one, buy another one.
All you need to do with Will is just lick his ear and you'll get a big discount. It's as simple as that.
I just like this. You get the bog off. This is a buy one, buy another one. I always like that.
Yeah, no, we're giving free bearers to go underneath the buildings. I mean, that can be worth up to £100, depending on the size of the building.
That's brilliant. Okay.
So, yeah, it's worth having.
All right. Well, Darren, Craig's here, and
I'm here as well.
And Jason's here as well. We're all here. Right, this is the World Tour of Taunton on a Friday. We are at Vivery Park at the Flower Show, and we're going to be here until 3 o'clock. So come on down to Wilton Lands. That's opposite the golf course where the high wires are, and you can't miss this because our gazebo's here, and also Will and Forrester's Garden Building. So come on down.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We are at Taunton Flower Show 2017.
Yes, we are, Giles. Lots and lots going on. It's Jason and Giles here at the moment at the Tone FM HQ. Now, Terry and Craig have gone wandering. I wonder who they've caught up with and where they are. Terry, where are you?
Thanks, guys. And we are in the main show area, if that's probably the way to put it, Craig. The main show area.
We are in Vivery Park.
We have managed to arrive at a stand with lots of lovely ladies who I know very well from the Sir Optimist International, because we were with we did a team for the swimathon.
We did. Thoroughly enjoyed it, raising lots of money for charity.
We did. But this is the Sir Optimist's Southwest and Channel Islands group, and the regional chair is Daphne, and she's with us. Daphne, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is my very first Taunton Flower Show.
Really?
I know, and I live in Tiverton. So I felt really guilty, so I've become a member.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's absolutely amazing. I've never seen so many stands, and parking was easy, and they're looking at all the things that we do as Sir Optimist, because we are very busy educating, empowering and enable women and girls worldwide.
Right, that's just what I was going to say. For people who don't know anything about Sir Optimists, just tell us a little bit about what Sir Optimists do.
Well, locally, the ladies in Taunton do an awful lot for different organisations, because like you say, with the swimathon, they cover a huge range. I think you raised 650,000. 611,000, that is incredible. But today they're helping us as a regional project because we want more people to know about Sir Optimus International, because we've got 17 clubs all over the southwest.
And also, international gives it away a little bit. The Sir Optimists not only work in the UK, but they actually work all over the world.
They do, all over the world, in about 133 different countries and territories. So it's really, really good. And so many different things that we do. We do female genital mutilation to try and stop girls having to put up with that and look at alternatives. And that's what we're doing today, is promoting something called the Maru Garden Project, which helps women to grow their own food and then to sell it so it's sustainable.
Right.
But also in the middle of that, there's lots of training courses.
Now, if people want to know a little bit more about Sir Optimists, obviously if they just Google Sir Optimists, it's there. If somebody wants to join or get involved in a bigger way rather than just sort of financial, how do they go about doing that?
They can either contact the ladies in Taunton. Every club's got a website. If you just put Sir Optimist Taunton or Sir Optimist Tiverton. We're looking at maybe getting people to look at the website, contact us. All the website details are there, so no problem at all.
And I know you're all volunteers, and I know you do lots and lots of good work, and you're always looking for other volunteers as well.
We are always looking for volunteers, because it's amazing what we do, and it's part of a really, really fun way of enjoying yourselves and helping other people.
Brilliant. Daphne, thanks ever so much. Thank you, girls, for doing stirring work. And we'll need to talk very soon about next year's swimathon, because we will put a team in again, won't we?
Yes. Looking and I will at be
one
out
of,
busy
one
training.
Of, one of our star swimmers. Thanks, guys. That is the Sir Optimist International. It's the Southwest and Channel Islands group here. And just go across the bridge walk, turn to your right, and they're right there, aren't they, Craig?
Yep. Yes. A vision of beauty.
Right. So, this is Taunton's 107.8 World Tour of Taunton at the Flower Show at Vivery Park. Come on down.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Jason and Giles here at Taunton Flower Show 2017, and we are at our hub.
We are indeed. There's lots and lots going on, and Terry and Craig are out and about, and apparently they've relocated somewhere. Not sure where. Where are you guys?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we are. We've relocated a little bit, and we are outside of the Children's Village, which is where the fountain is in the middle. Now, if you're coming down with children today, there's lots of things going on down here. There's face painting, and there's a little competition they've got running. It's called In the Jungle Treasure Hunt, and you pick up everything you need from the Children's Village, and as you walk around the site, you'll see little pictures, and you need to identify the animals that are on the pictures. They're all numbered. And then you bring them back to the Children's Village and you can end up winning a prize.
Yes, absolutely amazing. I just want to drag you over here, Terry, because what I've just spotted is actually what exactly is going on here in the Children's Village. So we have a climbing wall, there's go-karts, there's woolcraft activity, magic shows.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
With crazy kid. Kev.
Yeah, everyone loves a magic show. Of course, they got a bouncy castle, soft play area, and lots of other things. So. Do discover and explore the Children's Village.
Face painting. Fancy a bit of face painting there?
Yes, we can get the Tone FM logo slapped across your forehead.
That'd be a good idea. But one thing we have to say is we've been coming for many years, and I certainly haven't seen as many stores as there are this year.
I thought last year was jam-packed, and yet again they've managed to squeeze in more, and I just don't know how they do it.
No, I don't either, but fair play to them. Right, now this is Taunton's Flower Show at Vivery Park. You need to come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Giles right in the hub of the Flower Show.
Yes, we're the World Tour of Taunton, and we're supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details of events taking place in and around the county town.
Yes, and I believe Terry and Craig might have got themselves in trouble because they're with the police, I think. Where are you, Terry?
Thanks, guys. Again, we're out and about in the Vivery Park itself, and we've actually found some of my old colleagues, two of which are running away, because they always do that, with the police. So there's a stand here for the police, and we're with Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Brilliant. Now, you've got all sorts of things here. What's the idea of this? Just sort of showing people what's about?
Yeah, absolutely. We're here just really to provide a visible reassurance. Right. People can come up to our store. We've got lots to do today. We've got some fingerprinting for the kids. They
really
love fingerprinting.
Oh, that's great.
They can try on all the kit. We've got our body armour. We've got different hats, fluorescent jackets. We've got pens, colouring in, obviously offering crime prevention advice, etc.
Well, that for me is the thing. I mean, if we walk over to the stand here, obviously what's important is also you've got vehicle safety, bogus callers. Now, that's something that came up in the news a couple of weeks ago. So you've got all sorts of leaflets to help people out to try and stop these sorts of things happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got stuff about immobilise, about keeping your valuable items and your bikes secure. Obviously burglary, trying to protect your homes. Yeah, as you said, about scams, bogus callers, that kind of thing, including legal highs. That's now illegal.
That's another big one at the moment, isn't it? Where they just released the deaths, haven't they?
So. About, the dangers of these drugs.
Now, you're a PCSO, Police Community Support Officer.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about what the PCSOs do. I mean, it's different than the regulars, but you do a really, really valuable backup job within the community.
Yeah, it's a great job. Predominantly, we're out on foot patrol, cycle patrol around the town, providing high visibility reassurance to members of the public. We're the eyes and the ears of the community, basically submitting intelligence information through our police system to help combat crime, prevent crime, and obviously going out, speaking with our victims of crime, victims of burglary, victims of, theft, anything really. But predominantly within the town, we deal with a lot of our ongoing problems that we come up against, which
drinkers. You're almost the buffer now between the community and the regulars, because you're the ones that are really on the face of policing within the community now.
Yeah. I mean, the majority of the public will see us walking through the street. We do look slightly different from police officers, as in we're in blue.
Yeah.
We're very approachable, so come and say hi if you see us.
Well, I'm going to... If I run after Tony, he's going to run away, because he always does that. He did that at Staplegrove, so there he goes. He's off and running. Liz, an absolute pleasure. Thanks ever so much.
That's all right.
And stirring good work. I mean, I used to be in the force, as Tony will tell you, and it's a great, great job, and you do a really, really good job. So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, brilliant.
Right, now, if you want to find them, you need to come again to the fountain. And at the moment, what have you got on?
Well, I'm going to actually, if I can, put on a couple of other items and get a picture, because actually I think I've always wanted to know what I look like in uniform.
I tell you what, I got to be honest, most people don't look particularly well in that. Just to set the scene, Craig has the policeman's helmet on, but you do look reasonably good, I have to say. But this is the Flower Show, this is Vivery Park, and Taunton's 107.8's World Tour of Taunton.
Hello, yes, you're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Johnny. We're here in the Festival Village at the Taunton Flower Show.
We are indeed. Of course, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. You can follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Now, Terry and Giles have wandered off. Now, I know where Terry's heading. He's going to be going to the food hall, I'm sure. Where are you, Terry?
Thanks, guys. Now, we haven't moved too far. No. We've actually moved into the food hall.
Now, if you haven't listened to the World Tour of Taunton before, you need to know this. Anywhere Terry goes, food is usually somewhere in the vicinity. The same goes for me. I do like a bit of food.
I think that's a bit harsh, because Jason and Craig as well. So
yeah,
it's
we all like
here.
A bit of food here.
But we're in the food hut. And we have bumped into an old friend. That's old in time, not old in age.
You better say that.
I've got to get that. I was trying to get clobbered. And that's Fran from Fran Chili's. Fran, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, my darling. And yourselves?
Yeah, very well. Now, this is the first time you've done this, isn't it?
No, we've done the chilies here before, but this is the first time I'm bringing the Bumbly's preserves in.
So you've got a whole lot here,
I have
then.
Everything here today. So, yeah, lots
so
of setup.
How's it going so far?
Really good. Yeah, really good feedback. I've got my new launch, which is all the vinegars and everything from our own fruit and veg.
Yes, so. A little story here. I went to see you, because Fran, of course, is from the Taunton Farmers Market on Thursday. And she presented me with a couple of pieces of bread. So I started eating the bread before it was pointed out that it should be dipped into the new vinegar that you had, which was quite good.
I've just noticed, I recognise these bottles. I think I've got one of these at home. Like, do you guys do a mustard salad dressing?
Yes, I've got honey mustard, and I have got a shallot and mustard, but I haven't got that here today.
We got that from a cafe that we went to. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Say no more.
Well, there you go. And at least he's honest, not like you.
And I have the orange and passion fruit marmalade with the pips, of course.
Yeah, yeah, the frog spawn, yeah.
Absolutely. So I think I saw Graham earlier on. How many more of the guys are here
we
today?
We have quite a few of us, actually. It's myself next to me, which is absolutely fantastic because I love her cakes. It's Sarah from Barley Sugar Bake House.
Cakes are bad.
We are going to the
We're going to the cakes.
Yeah, oh yeah, good cakes. Yeah, yeah. Then a little bit further down on the opposite side, you've got Graham with the pork pies.
Yep.
And next to him, you've got Fran from Simply Cooking.
So we've got an awful lot of representatives from Taunton Farmers Market.
We have indeed, yeah, which is great because it supports us locally. So,
I've
actually
got lunch sorted.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, I think
cake,
so.
We've got pork cakes. Pie, yeah. Cake,
now,
pie.
It's been a bit hairy weather-wise this week, so is that... I know you do a lot of your stuff outside in shows and stuff. Has it been a bit
I'm a gardener. You get used to the weather, you know? You just kind of look at it and think, it's going to rain, put extra clothing on.
Okay.
Or have a change of clothes, one or the other.
Well,
But it's fine. It'll be fine. Whatever comes will come.
Brilliant. Yeah. Fran, lovely to see you.
And you too,
always.
My darling.
Missed you on Thursday.
Oh,
we really
bless
did.
You.
But nice to see you. And hope everything goes well.
Thank you very much. Come back and have some lunch.
Oh, we will. We will. Fran Chilies. We always know her as Fran Chilies. She is the chili. So come into the food hut right to the end on the right-hand side from the main door and say hello to Fran. Because she's got not only her chilies here, but she's got all her jams, preserves, the new vinegar, which Terry's tasted because he just didn't eat the bread.
All of which we couldn't make in our lives. We have no idea how to do any of this.
No.
It's incredible. It's great stuff.
Hang on, I need to go back. Two-star, what's won the two-star awards?
My new release today, which is the raspberry vinegar, has just come back with 2 stars from Great Taste Awards, as has my orange and ginger marmalade, which is absolutely brilliant.
Congratulations.
I'm over the moon.
Isn't it great that you didn't put that straight away? We had to get that out of you. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant radio. And the
Right, we're going to have another wander around and see what's happening in and around the food market.
Yeah,
but this is the World Tour of Taunton. We are...
Terry and Giles with the World Tour of Taunton at Taunton Flower Show 2017.
Absolutely. And come on down.
You're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is Jason and Johnny. We're at the Festival Village at the Taunton Flower Show.
Yes, indeed we are. Of course, the World Tour Taunton, sponsored today by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. And of course, you would find the Flower Show on our event listing today because that's where we are. Now, Terry and Giles are gone for food. I've sent the complete opposites, Johnny. We've got Terry, who himself will say he's built for comfort, not for speed. And we've got Giles, that's as skinny as a rake.
Would you say, is he built for speed? I don't think we've seen that race yet.
I don't think
we
have.
Find out.
That would be funny, seeing Giles and Terry racing. Anyway, let's go up and catch what they're doing. I think they're still in the food marquee.
Thanks, guys. And we are still, because Giles won't let me leave, we are still still in the food tent. You've brought me to this one, although I do know the ladies, because
it's absolutely great.
They are also people who've come from Taunton Farmers Market.
There are a lot of connections between the food tent and Taunton Farmers
Market.
Oh,
yeah. But go on. You can explain what we're looking at
here. We are looking at gourmet chocolates here. I mean, they all look handmade. They all look completely delicious. Really would like to try some. I wonder what goes into them. You know these guys, don't you?
I do. And if you're going to... My favourite would be the white ones in the middle.
Fair enough.
Because there are some free samples here.
I'm liking the look of the hazelnut praline, because it's got a little bit of gold leaf on the top. And
yeah.
I think that's really
I think it's posh. White... They call it white ganache. I think it's ganache. Grenache. We'll get out of one of them.
Hello, ladies.
This is
you?
Abigail's chocolates, anyway. Hi, girls. How are we doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. How's it going so far?
Yeah, really well. We've sold a couple of boxes now, so
right.
It's good.
Right, tell us a little bit about what we've got on offer here, then.
Well, I'm doing a range of 5 chocolates today. So I've got the raspberry ganache, a milk ganache, hazelnut praline, toffee caramel, and a white ganache, and they're all freshly handmade.
They're all handmade?
Yeah, all handmade. So it took me about a week to make all the stock.
I was just going to say, so if we had, a typical box here, what's that, got 15 chocolates
yeah,
in there?
15
How
chocolates.
Long does it take, will it take you to make those then?
Well, over 5 days, I'd be making a flavour each day.
Right, so you'd make a whole batch of one and then a whole batch of another.
Yeah, the next day.
How do you guys actually make these chocolates? What goes into them? What's the process behind them? Because they look machine made, so it's incredible that you guys make these by hand.
Yeah, so I I start off hand painting all of the moulds by hand using a special substance called cocoa butter, so that's got a different colour in it, and then I shell them with melted chocolate that's been tempered on a marble slab, and then I make the filling, so I make the caramels or the pralines or the ganaches, and then I fill the shells, and then I you do a process called capping off, which is putting the bottoms on the chocolate, so it does take quite a long time.
So you've got a complete sphere with stuff inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to put the stuff inside a partially made shell, and then as you say, cap it off to make sure you've got the shell.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, how interesting is that?
It's a long process, but it's worth it.
I'll bet.
It's a long process. It takes 2 seconds to eat.
Yeah.
Well, that's is that a little hint that we ought to go towards the... Go on then, you first.
Well, what would you suggest? Because you guys, you
well,
know these.
Well, my favourite, I have to be honest, is the white one, which is the white...
Let's try the white one,
I think
one,
it's
then.
Grenache, is it? Grenache.
Yeah.
Without the rough.
Yeah.
Okay, try the white one then.
Well, I'm eating it.
Go on then. I'm going to try one that looks like a ladybird. It's got spots on.
That's the milk ganache, that one.
Milk ganache.
It tastes like a posh Milky Bar. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
That's
posh
so good.
You're in real trouble, a posh Milky Bar.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's really beautiful.
Willy Wonka make way. That's absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant. Well done, girl. I think it's fantastic. And all handmade as well.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Hope you have a good show.
Thank These guys are Abigail's Chocolates. They are in the food tent at Taunton Flower Show 2017.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Johnny and Jason. We're here at the Festival Village at the Taunton Flower Show. And this is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
Yes, indeed. Now, we've let them loose. We haven't been out yet. We need to go and explore the flower show.
We really do.
But in the meantime, Terry, where are you now? I'm guessing still in the food marquee.
Thanks, guys. We are still in the food hall.
Isn't it much of a surprise?
Well, I think we're going to spend most of the day in here, aren't we?
I would very much like that.
Now, what we've done, we're sort of in the process of tracking down people from Taunton Farmers Market, because there's a fair few here. And one of the stalwarts from Taunton Farmers Market is Graham. Graham, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Yeah, very well, thanks.
And in front of us, you've already had a bit, haven't you?
I have just had a piece of this
award-winning pork pie.
Award-winning pork pie. It's absolutely incredible. There was a bit of an echo there, wasn't it?
No, is that a pork pie or is that a pork pie?
Okay, so let's just make this clear. I've never tried a proper pork pie before. I've only ever tried the ones from the supermarket.
Right.
That is the greatest pork pie I have ever tasted. It's huge. It's about...
I'm just going to say, it's probably the biggest pork pie we've ever seen as well.
25 centimetres in diameter. You can get a slice for £3. It's absolutely brilliant. I just tried a piece of the filling. And oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Graham, alongside us here, I've just noticed the pork pie birthday cake. Is that something have you been asked to do one?
Well, I normally label it as a wedding cake, a three-tier wedding cake, but today I thought I'd be a bit cheeky and call it a birthday cake.
Right, and do people come along and say please can have one?
Growing in popularity all the time. Every year I do more and more of them.
It's brilliant. So something along the lines of these, because what they're up, nearly about a foot across. How long does that take to sort of put together?
About 5 hours in the oven,
right.
and then half an hour to make it beforehand.
Right.
But,
and how do you know? I mean, it's obvious. It's brilliantly succulent. It's all so. Is this just you know what you're doing, so it's fine, or is there?
Well, we do the whole job. So we do the butchering of the pig, so we know exactly what's going into it.
Right.
And we put all the best bits of meat in as well.
Yeah.
Not just the end bits, but
all
the good bits. Yeah, you can. You can taste the ham in there, can't you?
And the sawdust
and
stuff. And things
at the end of it, there's this like twang of smokiness that comes from, I think you've got smoked bacon.
A little tiny bit of smoked bacon in there just comes out.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm eating again, sorry.
When aren't we eating?
I'm an absolute... Well, not a connoisseur. I love the pig. Anything that comes from a pig.
I know, pig. Without pig would be terrible, wouldn't it? No bacon. Oh, dear.
Now, you also have the Taunton Farmers Market's world-famous giant scotch eggs.
I've never actually tried a proper scotch egg either.
Oh, well, we'll get one a bit later on, because they are really, really brilliant.
Made from the same wonderful pork as well.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
So how's it going so far today, then?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's got a great vibe. It's my first.
Is this your first time?
First time at the show, yeah.
So. It's quite interesting, actually, because we've been talking to the chocolate crust, the Abigail's Chocolates next door, and obviously Fran's here as well. And it's all you first time you guys have been down here. So
I've been trying to get into it for years. But,
really?
They let me in this year.
Oh,
so.
It's brilliant. I tell you what, it's really, really looking good.
It's got a great
vibe.
There's
loads and loads of stuff going on. And Graham, an absolute pleasure, as always.
Thank you, Terry.
Hopefully you'll get a stonking couple of days.
We will.
And we will revisit, maybe not with a microphone, but just with a plate.
Yes.
Now, you got almost a starry look on your face,
that
Charles.
Was the best thing I've ever tasted.
Best pork pie
so
ever.
So good.
This is the World Tour of Taunton, Charles and Terry, and we are, as usual, not far away from food. We're in the food hall, which is situated in the festival village,
yep.
Which is alongside the golf course. Yes. So come on down. And if you do, check out the stage. And alongside is the Town FM gazebo, courtesy of our friends from Somerset County Sports. Come along and say hello.
This is Taunton's 107.8. It's Jason and Johnny. You're listening to the World Tour of Taunton. We're here at the Taunton Flower Show.
Yes, you're missing off the Tone FM bit, I've noticed. Do you notice you're abbreviating now? Anyway, it's the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. You can search online for them by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Now, Johnny, still haven't seen Terry and Giles. However, I can probably tell where they are by Terry's waistline when he comes back in a minute, because I think they're still in the food marquee. Giles, Terry, where are you?
Thanks, guys. And we are still in the food tent. We haven't moved very far. But what I think is brilliant is there's so much here. We've spoken to Fran and the girls from Abigail's Chocolates and Graham, of course. And now we're with some old stalwarts of Taunton's Farmers Market, Simply Cooking. Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Brilliant. Now, what I love about this is that there's all sorts of stuff here. Let's start from the perhaps stodgy side, if I may, certainly for me. And that's the cakes, all homemade?
We've got our lovely homemade cakes, yes.
Well, these are classic cakes. These aren't just like your more icing than anything else cakes. These are like your proper,
traditionally made, yes.
Like, so you've got your cakes, and then we move sort of through
to the snackage.
And then but into sort of savouries. So we've got pasties and quiche and stuff.
But can't beat a good
yeah, and the pasties use our own home-reared beef.
Right. So is it all basically all home done?
Oh yes, yeah. Everything's homemade. Yes. Right. Yeah. As farmers markets are, we have to produce what we sell.
Right. And you produce your own animal. You do your own.
We do.
And
we have our own beef.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that goes into your pasties.
Yep. Yep. And any other pies we sell on the farmers markets.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys do beef pies as well.
Yeah, not here, but...
So tacked on the end here is if you really want to make sure you don't look like Jabba the Hutt, like
yeah.
me, is the salads. And presumably you made all these up.
Oh, yes,
today.
Definitely.
Okay.
All freshly made or with some of our own homegrown ingredients.
Really? So it's virtually, totally homegrown the whole lot.
Well, near enough,
yes. Yeah, which is absolutely brilliant. Great stuff. Well, thanks very much. Loads of stuff here. Now, what I like about this is if somebody could actually come down, well, we'll stay. Somebody could come down and have their entire lunch because they could have a pasty, they could have a salad.
Exactly, yes. A whole picnic.
You might be wondering, are they just being greedy and sticking around in the food tent because they can get all the samples? It's actually a good idea to do it at this time of day, go around the food market, because then people who are coming here, they know what to get for lunch.
And
we're presenting to you the menu of the Flower Show.
And this really is, as I say, all lunch because you can have your main course with a bit of salad and then a cake to follow.
Exactly.
Right.
I
don't know how long we should stay here before somebody's going to drag us out because we've been doing a lot of eating
and
eating our way around.
Talking.
This is the World Tour of Taunton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is the World Tour of Taunton. We are at Vivery Park for the Taunton Flower Show today and tomorrow. And we are in the food tent.
Giles and Terry.
Which is at the Festival Village.
Yeah, do come on down.
Yeah,
it's
do come on down.
It's an absolutely great weekend for everyone. It's on today and tomorrow. The same stalls will be here. You've got a load of entertainment going on in the main arena as well. I get the feeling there's going to be something to do with dirt bikes there from what I can
there
see.
There is some really good
that's
stuff
going to be
there.
Some great stuff going on. So it's not just, I mean, flower shows typically are aimed at the older generation, but actually Taunton Flower Show is one of the biggest events in the local area and it's for everyone. It's an absolutely great family day out.
It is. Well, come to the Festival Village, which is where the golf course is and the high ropes, and you'll see our Taunton FM gazebo, courtesy of Somerset County Sports. Come along and say hello.
Yes, you're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton, and we're here at the Taunton Flower Show.
We are indeed, of course, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Just call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town. I think Giles is somewhere. I think they've come out of the food marquee. Giles, where are you?
Cheers, guys. We've stepped outside of the food hall. You're listening to the World Tour of Taunton. It's Terry and Giles. We've stepped outside the food hall. We've been in there most of the hour thus far. But we still haven't got away from the food, have we?
No, we haven't. And this is the special food we've come to now.
Exactly. We have come to Trailblazer Barbecue.
Yeah, this is Cullen's. This is Cullen's Catering. Now, we always seem to speak to Eddie, but I'm not going to do that today. We're going to keep him out of the way if we possibly can, because we're with the star of the show and the backbone of the whole thing, and that's Jackie. Morning, Jackie. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're fine, thank you.
But, how's it going so far?
People are just coming in. The public have just entered, so we're up and ready, and hopefully we'll be here for a good day.
Oh, right. This is a proper festival style
Yes, it really is.
A little trailer, and then the whole trailer's been converted into one giant barbecue, and then you've got your steaks, your sausages, your onions, it's all there being cooked on the charcoal, and then you've got a nice table over here with all your different sauces and condiments as well. Yeah. Can't believe I said condiments on the radio. That's a new one.
I think you can. Right, now we need to mention that Cullen's Catering Limited is obviously based at the Vivry Golf Course, and how's that one going? How's that going
that
there?
That is going amazing. We have so many bookings for parties and weddings, christenings, birthdays. So, you know,
what about Christmas? Because you know, start talking about Christmas in August, but we've already been getting from people that actually the Christmas people are getting booked up fairly rapid.
We've been booked up since about March, April.
So have you got any slots available at Christmas?
Not on the weekends, only in the weekdays.
Okay. You're doing them during the weekdays as well, then?
During the weekdays as well. Get in touch if you need a weekday spot, Thursday, Friday. Well, not Friday, Saturday, Sundays. We're booked up. We've been booked up for months.
Yeah. And you're also doing some other things round and about. You're the Bowls Club, did I hear?
Getting
involved in that?
Yeah, we're doing catering in the Bowls Club now. We just go in and we do all their match foods for them.
Right.
We're not based there. We do that. So that's a really good venture we just got into. And looking forward to working closely with them. Yeah.
So how often do you get this thing out on the road, then?
This is Ed's.
Ed's little. I suppose. I tell you what. He's having a real grimace there, and he's having a sulk.
It's his baby.
He's having a real sulk. Jackie, thanks ever so much. We'll move across to him and see who is good. Eddie, my man, how are you doing this morning?
Great. I've noticed you've come across because you can smell the.
Well, it's almost. So Jackie's been telling us about the stuff that you're doing, and obviously the Vivry Golf Club is really, really doing really well. So how often do you get this beastie out on the road?
Well, in the summer, most weekends actually. We've done a lot of private weddings. We do. We did the UB40 gig at the race course a few weeks back. Over the summer, most weekends. And sometimes in the week as well. I mean, tonight after the show, we're taking it into the golf club to barbecue for the scout band, which have come up from Manchester.
Right.
So we've got 54 plus the Duke of Edinburgh as a water cup for. So it's out regularly because everyone fancies doing a barbecue.
Do you know what I like about this is, and this is something that's growing. I went to a wedding a couple of weeks ago they got one of the pasty shops to bring in pasty, 200 pasties. And then there was another one where the sausage man came in. So for an evening do, once you've had your wedding breakfast, for an evening do, rather than setting up, this is ideal.
We do a lot of it. Some people, especially the younger generation, they're wanting a less formal wedding.
Yeah.
So what they're doing, I booked one for the 10th of March next year in Oak. Someone coming to me about it. What they're doing, they're having scones and cream sit down to start so you can make the speeches, do that formality for an hour, and then the speeches are over, coming outside, having a barbecue with us and just relaxing. So the formality of the wedding's only for the hour and a half, having the ceremony, do the speeches, and they're relaxing.
So what goes into your burgers?
Our burgers are 90% beef.
Brilliant.
So everything's locally sourced.
So do you guys do different types of burger or just a straight up normal one?
We can cater for what people need. We use a straight up normal one, but we do gourmet burgers, which are actually pure steak and onion burgers. People order different things. I mean, our speciality, if anyone's listening or interested, is belly pork. We do belly pork. We have it generated overnight.
I don't know anything about that, Giles.
He's our main tester.
I know nothing about it, but I'm employed as a tester.
It's just coming now because it's just been what we do with our belly pork to make sure it's cooked to the right temperature. We pre-cook it in our ovens in there. And we have this magic hot box, which is on its way now. Put it on here and You must come and taste it, Giles, in about 15 minutes.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger here, and we're going to say, we'll be back.
Nice
Eddie, thanks ever so much, mate. Jackie, also, thank you. And a special thanks to Eddie and Jackie, because we always have our Christmas do at the golf club, and it's absolutely fantastic. And their food, I have to say, is top-notch.
I'm very much looking forward to trying it.
So it'll be brilliant. That's Cullen's Catering. Come along and say hello. They're in the Festival Village, just a little bit further up from where we are on our...
He's just been pointed at the menu now.
Right. Oh, yeah. What Eddie's trying to point out is that there is a bar here as well. And it's right alongside our sheds. So you can't miss it in any way, shape or form.
You're listening to the World Tour of Taunton. It's Terry and Giles. We're out and about in the village.
We are the Festival Village, which is what locally you would know as Wilton Lands. It's alongside the golf course and where the high ropes are. And I suppose we ought to stop going round and see what's happening, really.
We should probably actually start doing some actual radio.
Yeah, maybe you ought to go back and see what else is doing. Anyway, this is the World Tour of Taunton. Come to the Festival Village, our gazebo, courtesy of Somerset County Sports. Come and say hello.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason here. The guys are off and about. Let's find out where they are. We're at the Flower Show, of course, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitors Centre. Going to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town. Craig and Giles, where are you?
Cheers, guys. Well, it's Craig and Giles, and we, of course, are the World Tour of Taunton. We're going around Taunton Flower Show 2017, having a complete ball. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, we have landed at the Berries Marquee, and with us is...
My name's Martin. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Martin. How's it going today so far?
Yeah, busy. Nice day. Good crowd. So, excellent. Yeah, we're trying to sell a few of our trips and London trips. It's a nice day for it. And, excellent stuff so far.
Now, cool. Berries are kind of iconic for the Southwest in terms of buses. But absolutely. What some people don't know is you don't just do the whole, school trip thing or just school buses or anything. You also do these big trips and your huge double-decker buses to London and places like that.
Yeah. London five times. We do three different services, various parts of Somerset to London, twice daily on most of them. And we also do our own day trip brochure and holidays. They're generally a daily event as well as coach hire, that sort of thing. And we've also got our new driving academy training new drivers, training Joe Public, so to speak, to be drivers with us. So
there you go, Giles. You've got a job there if you want one.
Anytime I think of a bus driver, I always think of the film Speed with Keanu Reeves. And you can't drop it below 50. If you haven't seen that film, go and watch it. It's absolutely brilliant, although I don't think anything like that's happened on a Berries coach. But, you know. Anyway, so what's your favourite trip that you guys offer? I mean, what would you recommend to someone who's looking into a bus trip or whatever?
I personally, the Cardiff, Birmingham Shoppers, that sort of thing. They're always nice cities to visit. And obviously London, there's loads to do in London. So, yeah, that's the particular favourite, generally speaking. But, a lot of seasides this time of year as well. So, yeah, we've got a mixed bag, so...
Just a question. So are you primarily UK based, but do you organise trips across the channel?
Absolutely. Yeah, we go anywhere in Europe to basically. You can hire a coach to go. You know, we do trips to Austria, Germany, Switzerland, obviously France, Belgium, Germany, that sort of thing, Holland. So wherever. And we can do all the ferries for people if they need that doing, and the hotels as well. So we do the whole package, yeah.
And how do your rates compare to mainstream travel agency and stuff like that?
We get good rates through wholesalers and stuff. So I'd like to think we're competitive, if not better than them. So,
brilliant. Okay, thanks very much. And I guess the excursions and the trips and the costs and everything else that you do is on your website.
Absolutely.
Give us the address.
It is all the W's, berriescoaches.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton in Vivery Park for the Taunton Flower Show. And Giles and Craig are out and about somewhere. Not quite sure exactly where they are. Giles, where are you?
Thanks, guys. It's Giles and Craig, yes, here in Vivery Park here for Taunton Flower Show 2017. We found ourselves outside of the Brew House,
which is absolutely fantastic. Now, would you believe the Brew House has been going 40 years? Opened in 1977, they've been through a load of stuff, and this year they're celebrating their 40th anniversary by screening three of the best films from 1977. We've got Rocky, we've got Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and we've got Saturday Night Fever. You can go and see Rocky on the 12th of August at 7:30. On the 19th of August at 7:30, that is Steven Spielberg's classic Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And then the brilliant John Travolta is starring in Saturday Night Fever on the 26th of August at 7:30. Tickets tickets are on sale now. They're £5. And we've got a lady from the brew house here to talk about this. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank
What's
you.
What's
your
name?
Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. So
Hello.
The brew house are celebrating 40 years.
It is.
I wasn't around in 77. I don't think you
Neither
were either.
Neither was I. I was not, no.
So what made you guys choose these films specifically? Obviously, they're all iconic films in their own genre specifically. You've got Sylvester Stallone, you've got Steven Spielberg, you've got John Travolta.
Mm-hmm.
Why these films specifically?
Well, as you said, they're kind of iconic of their time. Each of them is a really different genre, and which we're hoping to get kind of audiences who were interested in a whole variety of different films to come in and kind of get the best of it, really.
If people are interested in going and seeing these, I should also point out the ratings. Rocky's a 12A, Close Encounters is a PG, and then Saturday Night Fever is an 18. I can't believe Saturday Night is an 18.
No,
everyone goes on about it, and it's kind of iconic, but then you've got to remember there is some dark stuff that people do forget in that film.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually had to look into that officially a few times because we just couldn't believe that it was still an 18, but yeah, it is still an 18, so probably best not to bring your kids along to that one.
I'd totally recommend Close Encounters. I haven't seen it. I know it's brilliant. Steven Spielberg's film, he did it after Jaws. It's absolutely right. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as you said, it is only £5 a ticket, and you can come in and book. You can book on our website. You can call the office and book your tickets through our volunteers. So multiple ways to do it.
How many tickets are available at the moment? Are they selling quickly, or what's going on there?
They are selling quickly, so we would recommend. There is still plenty of space on each of the different viewings, but they do go quickly, unfortunately.
So what setup are you using? Because most people identify the brew house as like a theatre. Is it going to be outside the brew house, or is it going to be indoors? And how are you setting all that up?
It is inside. It's in the main auditorium. What we do is over the stage, we have a drop-down projector where we screen all of our films.
Are you projecting it digitally, or are you using original film reel?
Original film reel, hopefully.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that is the perfect night out, if there ever was one. How cool does that sound?
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
I'm such a film geek.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Like, an original like film projection. Because no one, like, if you go to the Odeon, you're not going to see a film projected using film reel anymore. And some people won't even know what film reel is if they're under a certain age.
And I'm going to be honest, our seats, I would say, are far more comfortable than the Odeon as well.
there is that as well. I've sat in the brew house before, and it is quite comfortable.
It's very comfortable,
really nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, go on down to the brew house. So that's on the 12th of August, the 19th of August, and the 26th. You've got Rocky, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Saturday Night Fever. They're celebrating 40 years of the brew house, timeless films, for only £5. Go and see that, because it's absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the world tour of Taunton with Giles and Craig. We've just been catching up with Vicky from the brew house. It's Taunton Flower Show 2017.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the world tour of Taunton in Ivory Park for the Taunton Flower Show. And Giles and Craig are out and about somewhere. Not quite sure exactly where they are. Giles, where are you?
Cheers, guys. Of course, it is Giles and Craig for the world tour of Taunton. We're walking around Taunton Flower Show. We've come into one of the huge tents that is one of the main attractions of the Flower Show. And we are looking at these really cool bonsai trees.
Yeah, the bonsai trees certainly grab your attention. They just look so unique and so special. So in the floral marquee is where you'll find them. With me is...
John Trott.
Hi, John. So I recognise your face. You've been here a couple of years, haven't you?
Quite a few years.
Yeah,
yes,
and you keep coming back. Obviously, there's an interest in bonsai trees.
Yeah.
Tell us why they're so special.
Well, I think nowadays a lot of people have small gardens. Some people live in flats. Although I won't say indoor bonsai is the easiest of ones to keep. You've got to know what you're doing. I think there's this little sort of magic about having a small tree, you know, as a miniature of, you know, what's in real life.
And what, compared to a normal plant,
yep,
how easy are they to look after?
Are
they more difficult, I guess?
Right. It's all about commitment, all right? If you've got a cactus, you don't water them that often. But with a bonsai tree, it's just a normal tree in miniature. The watering has to be far greater. So weather like we got at the moment, where it's been pretty dry spells, then get wet spells. In the dry spells, we are watering at least once a day with outdoor trees. And that is something you have to do. If the tree doesn't get water for a few days, then literally you'll kill it. So it's all about commitment.
And is that the same for every different type of tree then? Because I've got a bonsai tree, and I have to admit, I've not been so regular with watering, but I see when it needs a bit of water and I'll water it.
Yeah.
Obviously the growth rate isn't great, but there's the bonsai tree.
This is all making me feel really sad, because over the exam season, I forgot to water my Venus flytrap and it died. And I'm just really gutted about everything when I see a tree or a plant or anything, because I just know that my Venus flytrap is dead.
Oh.
And with Venus flytraps, they need to be stood in water.
Yeah, I forgot. It stood in water, and it stood as it died when there was no water.
So it's that memory and commitment thing again.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I could handle the bonsai tree. I think I would just be a purchase that disappeared very quickly, so to speak. But they are really nice to look at. They've got a brilliant aesthetic going on. So how is it just very small seeds? How do you actually do a bonsai tree exactly?
Bonsai is what we call, it's the art form which we practice on the tree. So there's no such thing as a bonsai species. It's just any tree, shrub, climber, and then we practice the art of bonsai on them. So it's keeping the tree in miniature. The boundaries are pretty well endless, but what we look at, if there are trees with really, really big leaves, then it's a little bit more difficult, and we normally shy away from using that species.
Because what I don't get, I don't know whether you understand it, Craig. Okay, so these are miniature trees, basically.
Yeah.
And if you've taken these from normal trees and then just kept them in miniature size, how come the trunks aren't gigantic, so to speak? Because trunks for trees get huge because they're trees.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to remember, when a tree is outside growing, you get massive tap roots, massive roots. They're pulling up all the water, all the nutrients to get the tree to grow. Hence, it grows tall, big trunks. But when they're in a pot, the growth rate is slowed right down. Now, if you let the tree in the pot put a lot of growth on, and you cut back, grow, cut back, the trunk will increase. But if you just keep it in a pot and you keep it really small all the time, then the trunk takes a long time to develop.
I've got to say that's the coolest thing.
Yeah. So looking at these tiny bonsai trees over there, how old are they? Are they roughly the same age?
What, the ones here on the cells, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, on the cells, these range from about 5 up to about 15 years old. So bonsai is something that anybody could do. You know, they could just start with a little seedling one like this little maple in front of me, and that could be the beginning of growing a bonsai.
And is the life expectancy the same as a normal tree then? Or?
If they are cared for and looked after, they can be longer than in nature. Because in nature, they're subjected to the elements. It can be hurricane, storms, thunder and lightning, and man itself cutting them down.
Yeah.
But sure. If you take in Japan, there are trees there which are like 1,000 years old, right? Now, in nature, they wouldn't be. So they will grow longer if they're cared for. So you've got to get that custodian or custodians in place for the duration of the tree.
It's so fascinating. I love it. And my tree at the moment that I've got is 7 years old. It looks like I got it yesterday.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. You're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Giles and Craig here at Taunton Flower Show 2017.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're at the Festival Village and the festival stage is in full action, as you can hear. Now, of course, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful county town. Now, Giles and Craig are out and about, and I think Giles has caught up with some old friends.
Cheers, guys. It's Craig and Giles here at the Taunton Flower Show. And we're in one of the huge arenas. We're in the Flower Arena, right?
Marquee. The Flower Marquee.
There are a lot of flowers and plants about. It is a flower show after all. And we've caught up with some people who are coming to the Flower Show for the first time. Hello, guys. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good, okay. Thanks.
That's absolutely brilliant. So, Beth, I know you from college.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce me to everybody else?
Yes, this is Tabitha, my sister, Malachi,
Hi.
My younger brother,
Hello.
And Diana, my mother.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you guys haven't been to the Taunton Flower Show before?
No.
Why exactly are you here?
We're here because we realised that it was free for most of the party. And so, it was a good excuse to come and look at plants and sheep.
Are plants one of the big attractions for you guys?
Sheep, mainly.
Sheep? Oh, are there sheep here?
There are sheep here.
I had no idea there were sheep here.
Like a dog thingy, you know.
Dog and duck, with sheep and everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the coolest thing. Fair enough. So, are you guys enjoying it so far?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, the stalls are really nice. Loads and loads and loads of stalls.
So, what's your favourite? Have you been around everywhere thus far, or are you just getting into it?
No, we've been probably a quarter, haven't we?
There's so many people here, it's hard to wade through the crowds of people.
That is one thing that we have noticed. I mean, it's Friday, so it's not even the peak day, because the peak day is usually Saturday. And there are so many people here.
Yeah, I mean, put it down to the management of, you know, the organising committee. They've obviously got their marketing right. They've managed to sell their tickets. The weather's holding out, so it's just fantastic.
Don't forget, there's also a food marquee over in the festival village, which is really awesome. You can try loads of stuff.
That's what Bethany was wondering about.
There's plenty of samples. I did it earlier with a certain chap called Terry Beale. There was a lot of food eaten.
Yeah, there was, and that obviously Wilton Land or the village area, which is commonly known as, is obviously where the food's going to be held. Don't miss it. A lot of people miss it. They'll just keep on the path and go straight back out. But yeah, remember, as you go back out, turn left and then head on down to Wilton Land, to the festival village, where you'll see lots of food.
Yes, right next door to the climbing. It's very good there. So you guys are enjoying yourselves?
Yes, thank you very much.
Brilliant. You guys have a great day. It's Giles and Craig for Taunton's 107.8 Turn FM. We're at the Flower Show 2017.
Taunton's 107.8 Turn FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton in Ivory Park for the Taunton Flower Show. And Giles and Craig are out and about somewhere. Not quite sure exactly where they are. Giles, where are you?
Thanks, guys. Yes, we are in the competition marquee. Now, we are in the children's area. So, Giles, please behave yourself.
Excuse me. Thank you very much for that. Anyway, obviously, the big competitions at the Flower Show are all to do with adults making big things like arts and crafts and flowers and that sort of stuff. Yep. You also got to remember there are a load of children's categories. When I was in the right age bracket, I've just exited the age bracket, but when I was in the right, I used to always enter. It's great fun. There are a load of different competitions. You've got your craft stuff, you've got your young photographers, that's a really big one to enter. Porter Dobson support that one. You've also got your handwriting, so that was another one. I remember people would slave away for hours trying to do that. I just never had the patience, to be honest. You always do something really great and then suddenly you'd make a spelling mistake or you'd just scratch something, it would just look awful. So that I could never have to do that. You've got these huge things over here, like these big makes, so to speak, something like from Art Attack. You've also got your food, and then you've also got your flower displays as well, because kids do the flower displays as well.
And also these amazing creative posters.
It's really good stuff. It really pushes out the creativity in a kid. It doesn't require technology. There's no, nothing here has been done on an iPad, I don't think, apart from maybe some of the editing on the photo stores stuff. So it takes you back to a simpler time. I'm beginning to sound like I'm an old person now, but it's really good to see. And also, a lot of people don't realise there are cash prizes, which is an incentive for children to get involved. There are cash prizes for third, second and first. I remember entering when I was younger, and that used to be one of my favourite parts about it. It was good stuff.
I think it's great, because talking about it, and for those that haven't ever been involved with this, get involved next year.
Oh, please do. Good.
We sent out some information on Tone FM News about the fact that the entries this year have never been higher. And so next year, there's a target to beat that again. So get involved. It's very easy. There'll be information on the website. It's tauntonfs.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason at Tone FM headquarters. I had to stay careful.
Tone FM HQ, which is our gazebo, courtesy of Somerset County Sports. And Craig and Giles are out in the mat, and I think they're in the floral sense. Is that right, guys?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we're still in the flower marquee. Giles has caught up with another local business.
One of the biggest attractions here at Taunton Flower Show in the flower marquee is the huge display the Moncton Garden Centre will always put on. It's always one of my favourite things to see at the Taunton Flower Show. And they've done it again. Guys, it's absolutely spectacular. Hello, how are you?
Hello, we're good, thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Andrew Pittman, store manager at Moncton Elms.
So you're the store manager?
That's right.
So you think you're at the forefront of organising the display every year?
I am, yeah. We put a team of people together and we sort of collate ideas until we come up with something that's practical, that we can achieve and that we hope that we'll go all the way with the public.
This sort of thing is up there with the stuff you see at Chelsea. So how do you guys start off? Because the theme here is quite whites and purples in terms of flowers, and they've got a lot of water features going on. So is this to promote what you can buy at the garden centre, or is it just a nice display that generally just puts the garden centre at the forefront of people's minds?
Well, it has to do both, really. It's no point for us to promote things that we don't sell at the garden centre, and we are very much plant orientated. So the sort of main feature is an olive tree, which is called a dinner plate olive. And the olive's about 100 years old, and it's been clipped, so it's got layers in it, so it looks like a big bonsai. And so that's a major feature. And then, like you said, we've used the blues, the whites, and a very, very subtle yellow in there. So it makes it by using a restricted colour palette, you get a much more sort of united planting.
So when do you start designing this every year? Because obviously you do one once a year for the flower show. How does the process begin? When does it start and where does it go from there?
We usually go to Chelsea to see what trends are at Chelsea. And then once we see what everybody else is doing, we decide to do something a bit different. Because if you do something that's been done at Chelsea, everybody says, oh yeah, I saw that before. So we try to do it a little bit different. And this is the title of this year's stand is Another Room. Because most gardens in modern houses are small, compact, and should we say bijou. So therefore, and the houses are smaller, so the garden is more and more important than it can act as another room. And in this display, you could say it's a summer house, but we've turned the summer house into an office because more and more people are working from home. And so the whole thing is, you know, you can get out of the house, go to the office, look out on your beautiful garden. And we've also got something for wildlife.
That's my favourite thing. This, like, it's a home for lots of different insects and wildlife, and it's got drain pipes that have been turned into a water feature. I think that's the coolest thing. So how did you guys build that?
Steve, our maintenance guy, I said I wanted a hibernacula, which I'm told is that's what it's called, somewhere for insects.
I'm glad I didn't have to say that.
What did I call it?
Hibernacula.
That's it. And so hence, we've made a real feature of it. It's got a living roof, so you've got lots of plants on the roof which will act as pollinators. Then you've got the water feature in the front, so you can, again, that's really good for wildlife. And then you've got the hibernacula, which is really good for insects to sort of hibernate in. So
that's absolutely fantastic. One of the best things about Taunton Flower Show every year is the Monkton Elm Garden Centre's big display. That's in the flower marquee here at the flower show. It's Craig and Giles. What do you think of the show? How cool is this?
Yeah, I love it. And I always think gardens are a real true extension of one's personality. So, you know, to see such a variation in colour and stuff like that. No, I do. I love it. I think it's been brilliantly put together. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the World Tour of Taunton here at Taunton Flower Show, Vivery Park. Yeah, how's it going?
It's going really well, I think. You've just come back from your running around. We're not far away from HQ. And we have two gentlemen here who are from the Duke of Edinburgh's. And I think, if I remember rightly, I'll catch your names again.
I'm Brendan.
And
I'm Edward.
Brendan and Edward. Right. So tell us, Brendan, a little bit about what this is all about, Duke of Edinburgh.
Okay, so we're here over the course of 4 days. We were here on Wednesday. We're staying here till Sunday. And basically, we helped set up and put it away. Right. And we're here to help Vicky, the secretary of the show, to help make sure everything runs smoothly by doing tickets, watching the gates, probably running around like you lot are, and just making sure everything's like working smoothly, pretty much. Right.
So Duke of Edinburgh Awards, that there's, do they still do sort of gold, silver, bronze? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they still do that. So yeah, you do your bronze. You can start from the age of 13 and work your way up, and you can do it till you're 21.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you work your way up through bronze, silver, and gold. You don't have to do it like that. You can skip silver. You can do bronze, skip silver, just go straight to gold, or you can just do gold, silver, bronze, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so there's three sections, and then apart from gold, there's four. So it's skill, volunteering, and the physical. And then in the gold, you do a residential, which is what we are doing.
Right.
And this is our residential. And yeah, it's great fun. It looks good on your CV. I mean, if you're considering doing it, I advise you do it because employers love it. And it opens a lot of doors for you because it provides the skills and opportunities employers desire.
Brilliant. Keith, are you getting on with it as well?
Yeah, good. It's really fun. At the moment, this is my residential, as Brendan said. But I've completed my volunteering where I've been doing tennis with 8 to 10-year-olds and teaching them how to play. My physical, I'm doing squash, and in that I've already done quite a bit, but I'm just taking it to the next level.
Right.
I'm also doing CCF as part of it.
Good grief, you're getting about a bit then. You're getting a lot of experience.
What's CCF? CCF is Combined Cadet Force.
And, so that's all the different ones.
Yeah, that's Army, Navy, Air Force. I'm in the Air Force part.
Oh, Johnny, good show.
We get to fly planes, so.
Really?
It's pretty cool, yeah. We've gone up to...
Oh no, helicopters for me. Always liked helicopters.
Cologne Air Base, and we were given a one-to-one with a pilot in the plane.
Right, so how much longer is it going to be before you will qualify then and get your reward?
I think probably about 6 months until I finish my last section, and then I've got to do my expedition, which will probably be this time next year.
Right.
So I'll be all but finished and
next year.
Brilliant. Brendan, how about you? How much longer have you got to go?
Well, I just got to do this, so I completed my DV on Sunday. I'd done my expedition in February, and I completed pretty much all the other sections last year.
So once you're all given an award, you get it presented. Where do you go and get it presented?
Yeah, I go up to London, St. James's Palace.
Right.
I won't meet the Duke himself because he retired a couple of days ago.
He did indeed.
So I'll probably be meeting probably Prince Charles or Prince William.
So one of the royals will
one
be
of the
there
royals
to,
who will be predecessing the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme.
Okay. Now, if I really throw it at you and say somebody out there is wavering, should they or should they not do it, what would you say?
I think do it because, I mean, it, as I said earlier, it does open a lot of doors.
Yeah, yeah.
You can learn skills employers do desire. And it's also that differentiator between you and someone else who might have the same qualities as you.
Yeah.
And say, myself, I've done this, and say, yourself here, you haven't. Employers might choose me over you, for example.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks ever so much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Duke of Edinburgh, did you ever do anything along those lines then, Craig?
Yes, I am a Queen Scout. So,
a Queen Scout?
Yeah, Queen Scout. Right. So it's the equivalent of a gold Duke of Edinburgh award, which I went to not Buckingham, Windsor Palace,
right?
And I was presented with an award.
All
so
right. I've got red socks in origami. Does that count? I don't know.
No, it doesn't. Although really my expedition was around Southern Ireland. I remember you saying, Edward, you've got an expedition next year, have you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing for that?
Oh, I'm going to be going to Dartmoor, probably.
Okay.
And it'll be a 5-day, 4-night hike across. It's meant to be quite difficult, so we'll probably be going up a couple of tours and just going around different areas. But it's meant to be about 20 kilometres a day for 5 days.
Yeah. Right, now this is the World Tour of Taunton. We are at Vivery Park for the Taunton Flower Show. And you can't miss us. We're alongside the soundstage in our gazebo, supported by Somerset County Sports. Thanks very much to them. So come on down and say hello.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason, because everybody else has left me. I'm at Tone FM HQ down in the Festival Village. Now, there's lots and lots going on. Craig and Giles is out and about. Where are you both now?
Hey guys, thank you so much. It's the World Tour of Taunton. Craig and Giles, we're out and about looking around the Taunton Flower Show. It's one of the biggest events of the year, and we're standing right next to the RAF cadets. Vehicle tent, what would you call it?
It's a combi. It's a combi, it's a marquee, cross, van, cross, vehicle, cross, everything.
It's very cool, and the coolest thing about it is they've got a flight simulator, which everyone can go and have a go on for free. And we've got some guys who've just been on it. Guys, how did you enjoy that? Was that good?
I loved it.
That was awesome. So, tell us about it. What do you have to do? What is the flight simulator, and how did you get on?
You have to choose a plane, and then we chose the fastest one there. And then you have to try and fly it. I decided to crash it.
Was that a purposeful decision or was that an accidental decision?
Purposeful.
That's the way I like to go. See, this is cool. Okay, what did you both choose the fastest plane?
Yeah.
What do you have to do? Did you just fly around, or is there anything things you have to complete,
you
like a game?
You just had to fly around, and I did a loop-de-loop.
Nice. Have you guys seen Top Gun yet? If you enjoyed the flight simulator, you'll enjoy Top Gun. It's a very good film. Might be a bit young for you at the moment, but you're getting there. It's great stuff. Has this got you interested in the RAF?
Yeah.
Do you guys like planes?
Yeah.
What else are you looking forward to seeing around the Taunton Flower Show?
Food.
Food. We've been in the food tent earlier. There was so much going on. There's a man with giant pork pies, and he's made a pork pie birthday cake. Go and try that. It's really nice. And there's some chocolate as well. You guys will like that. It's very nice. So you guys enjoying the flower show?
Yeah.
I think we need to have a go on this flight simulator, don't you?
Yes, although I just have had my dinner, so I'm hoping that I'll be all right.
We haven't got an ejection seat or any vibration on there as well, but if you can bear with us a minute while these other two lads have a go on it, fellas, you're more than welcome to come in and have a little go on.
Well, that's awesome. It's the World Tour of Taunton. We're out and about at the Taunton Flower Show. It's Craig and Giles for Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Come on down and have a great time.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's Jason here, of course, at the Flower Show, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town. We are here at the Festival Village, festival stage right beside us, and there's lots and lots going on. And I believe Craig and Giles hasn't yet moved on from the last person they caught up with. Craig, Giles, where are you?
Thanks, guys. Yes, Giles and I are still here with the Royal Air Force because we've managed to track down a very important person to tell us a little bit more about the RAF.
Sergeant Whittaker, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
So you're an ex-regular of the RAF.
I certainly am, yes.
Now,
yes.
Anytime anyone talks about the RAF, I've also automatically got pictures of Biggles and the Commando comics and like the Battle of Britain film.
Yep.
Is it still like that? Or are we moving towards like people sat in little rooms controlling drones? What's
It's a mixture of everything. It can be a bit of everything at all. And certainly we still have the aircraft that you see flying about. But as you mentioned as well, part of that moving towards the future is using the drones. And it's something that we only had down on the squadron last week, but it's also something that the Royal Air Force do use, and use and fly drones remotely, say in Afghanistan in previous operations, but certainly remotely from back in the UK. We're here today with the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, and we'll encourage people down. We've got our flight simulator down, as you already mentioned, fellas, thank you very much, and encourage not only young people to come over and use it, but certainly the adults as well. And encourage other young people to come over. We are looking to recruit more young people, age 12 and over, to come on down. And also cadets as well, and parents as well, or carers, etc., to come on down and be part of the staff down here as well.
I know a lot of people who've done cadets. It is a life-changing experience in the sense that you're not quite the same once you've done it. And it instills a lot of like adult... you grow up a lot in it, and it helps you out in that respect.
I couldn't agree more with you. It's not a recruiting tool for the armed forces at all. It's something that will give young people lots of self-confidence and lots of confidence and a lot of opportunities that they may not get at school, that open up things such as Duke of Edinburgh, to be able to go flying, to be able to go shoot, to be able to do all sorts of things, foreign trips, etc., etc. Go on.
I've got to talk about this. You guys have got these like freebies you're giving away. I've seen stickers everywhere. You've got like RAF roundels, your little wings and everything. Yep. The best thing you've got are little windmills, and these windmills are attached to the front of little plastic Spitfires.
Brilliant,
which is the coolest thing ever. So if anyone wants to come along down, you guys are in the festival village of the Taunton Flower Show.
We certainly are. We're down in Wilton Place. Please come on down and visit us, right next to the food hall. There's plenty of little gifts here that can be taken away by everyone. Some little stickers with Future Pilot on there. Please come down and see us, ladies and gents. Much appreciate that. And thank you very much, fellas, for giving up your time. Much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason here in the Festival Village at the Flower Show. And things are looking great down here. Why don't you pop down? There's plenty of time to come and see the activities. And, of course, you can come down tomorrow as well. Of course, the World Tour of Taunton is sponsored by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the market house for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful, wonderful, sunny, fingers crossed, county town. Craig and Giles are still out and about in the Festival Village. Guys, where are you now?
Yeah, thanks guys. We're still in the Festival Village, Giles and I, Craig Stone that is. We are here sucking up the atmosphere.
No, it's great. Now, everyone knows the Taunton Flower Show is based in Rivery Park. You've got your huge gazebos and then you've got your centre stage. There's a load of action going on in there. That's like this big stunt team coming on later in the afternoon. I'm really excited about that. But something a lot of people forget is there's also the Festival Village here. Now, if you cross the bridge as you go round on the left, you can come in. It's near the climbing ropes and the miniature golf course and everything. And it's a great thing to be coming down to because there's so much going on here as well.
There is so much going on. I'm just looking around. We've got opportunities to sign up to a local gym. You can go and sponsor a cap. We've got leather goods, proper handmade leather goods that would last a lifetime. A whole selection. Do you know what? It's just too much to go around and talk about.
I mean, to start, we've also got the big food hall here. So there's a plenty to sample there. And you get your mouth around some fantastic local produce. You've got your lunch basically sorted over there with hot food. You've got your chicken wraps, you've got your pancakes, you've got your burgers, that's all good. Then we've got a live stage, it's called the Festival Stage, it's right next to our gazebo, courtesy of Somerset County Sport. Thank you to those guys. Right next to them, we've got the Festival Stage, live music through there, on there throughout the day. And then you've got also places where you can buy woodwork materials, you can buy statues. There's a whole load going on right here in the Festival Village, so do not miss it. Come on down. And it's absolutely great. You're at the Taunton Flower Show, and we are the World Tour of Taunton. Giles and Craig for Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason here in the Festival Village. Of course, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. You can follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Craig and Giles are out and about, and I have a feeling they're trying to get healthy. What's going on, guys?
Thanks very much, guys. Giles and Craig out for the World Tour of Taunton. We're in the Festival Village here for Taunton Flower Show, and we are standing by the better.org.uk
marquee, gazebo, and we're going to end up being really, really fit.
Yeah, better operate the leisure centres in and around Taunton Deane. I mean, I lifeguard at Taunton Pool on Station Road. Thank you very much. So these guys are great. I know them all, and they're all very nice. So you guys, what are you here to talk about? Promote us. Give us your slip.
Well, I'm Jack, and I'm here from the Vivory High Ropes course. So it's a nice big jungle gym. If you've heard stuff like Go Ape, well, we're a lot nicer and a lot better. They come over to us. While we're here at the moment, we're actually doing an offer, and it's bring a friend and you get it for half price. So bring a friend along, you actually get a lot cheaper and you get a nice big old fun day out.
Part of me thinks we should do a link from the high ropes at some point for World Tour of Taunton one day.
That you guys can even try with us right now.
Yeah, sounds good.
Talk to us about it. Come on, tell us more.
All right, it's a very, very simple game. Very, very easy. I have 8-year-olds do this in the holiday camps that we do at the Vivory Centre, and it is called the handcuff game. Very simple.
This could end badly.
It will end hilariously. So, you each get given a rope of 2 knots in it with loops. All right, you need to put your hands in each of them. They will be wrapped around each other in the middle. Do you want to be my assistant for this one?
Okay. You guys can demonstrate this for us because we've got to hold the microphones.
And it's for you. So it's very, very easy.
So what they're doing is they're taking 2 lengths of rope, which have got loops in either end of them, and they're putting them around their wrists. And so you've got 2 people here, and they're doing this. And here we go. Ah, and now they're crossing them over. So it looks something like Houdini.
A little bit like Houdini, but... Nowhere near as glamorous, man. Nowhere near as glamorous. It's very, very simple game. The rules are the knots cannot come off and you cannot undo the knots. They must stay on your wrist at all times. You must get them so they are separate ropes. So the rope that is around your wrists is all over you and she doesn't have any rope of yours over there. So untangle them and then you're all good.
Oh, that's quite a difficult strategic game.
It is actually possible, right?
Oh, yeah. Extremely possible, very easy. I have 8-year-olds do this.
We've been outsmarted by 8-year-olds.
I've just had the Sea Cadets and the Air Cadets try it, and it took them over 45 minutes. And that's with me showing them how to do it.
I think a 45-minute link would be a bit long.
Yes, it would. So let's wrap this up and let's give it a go, and we'll feedback how we got on a little bit later on.
Cheers, guys.
Sweet. See you in a bit.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton at Taunton Flower Show here at Vivory Park in the heart of Taunton. The jewel in the event calendar.
Yes,
the year.
I certainly think so. I mean, this is one of my favourite events to cover with Tone FM. This and the carnival are like the two standouts. And we're just literally just walking through now. It's great to be surrounded by people. I mean, there are so many people here. It's a Friday. It's not even the peak day. Peak day is a Saturday. There are so many people here on a Friday. It's crazy. There's so much to be, get involved with and see and do. You've got sheep going on in the main arena. There's also a big stunt show. You've also got your food hall over in the festival village, as well as live music. And not to mention, you've got the big gazebos where you've got your plants and your competition entries, etc., etc.
Yes, there is so much, as you say, Giles. All you need to do is get your tickets if you haven't already got them. You can buy them on the gate. You can also pop into Taunton Visitor Centre for your ticket today or tomorrow. And don't forget, entry costs reduce after 4 o'clock today, where you can pick up tickets from as little as £3.
Don't forget, I think, what is the age for child entries for free? How old do they have to be?
Under 17s get in free with a paying adult.
Now, I've always wondered this. When it says under 17s, I'm sure this is actually a frequently asked question. Does that include 17s or does it disinclude 17s? You've got to be basically...
Under 17 would exclude 17-year-olds.
Right, okay, fair enough. Anyway, you're listening to the World Tour of Taunton. We're at the Taunton Flower Show. We're making our way around. There's also a lot of stalls to get involved with as well. Lots of people promoting themselves, sending things. And we caught up with a brew house earlier. There's a lot of things going on. It's great to be here.
It is, absolutely. So where are we heading, Giles? Where are we walking to?
We're walking into the main part of Vivory Park to look at all the different stalls and, of course, the arena and just get amongst it.
Great. Well, this is fantastic. I'm getting slightly distracted. I'm starting to see plenty of people I know that are all wanting to wave. So we need to catch up with a few more people and find out what their experiences of Taunton Flower Show have been so far. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton at Taunton Flower Show here in Vivory Park. It's Giles and Craig.
Well, it is a big family event, Taunton Flower Show. They've got this whole area in Vivory Park devoted to the kids' stuff. You've got a magic show going on. There's places for the pedal go-karts so you can cycle around and go and have fun there. You've also got face painting, a really enjoyable looking bouncy castle. And then way betide, there is, of course, the climbing wall. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners to Tone FM, you might recall the Facebook Live live event where I was forced up the climbing wall by my other presenters. It didn't end well, did it?
No, it didn't, but I've got the image so clear in my head because it was such a picture.
I didn't realise you had a fear of heights. Surely you would have told us that before you went up the wall.
I mildly forgot, and then I realised halfway up, I forgot I've got a fear of heights. And it's just not... I challenge you going out there because honestly, I remember it and it was absolutely terrifying. It just wasn't good. I got midway up and I'm just like, I can't move. And then the worst bit is getting down again because you've got to let go and you feel like you're going to fall. And that climbing wall is pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I've tried to do it, my fingers really ache. I think I just grab on too tight. And then I think it's a height thing. I do have a fear of heights. So when I'm for having a go, I know you conquer your fears if you can. So.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see whether I get up there or not today. Might give it a miss. We'll see what goes on. But definitely come down to the children's area if you're coming to Taunton Flower Show. Don't forget, from 4 p.m, tickets are discounted and those under 17 will get in for free. It's a great family day out. There's loads going on here at the Taunton Flower Show. It's the World Tour of Taunton with Craig and Giles.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful county town. Now, we're in the Festival Village, but that's not stopping us. Craig and Giles have headed off. I'm not sure where they are, but they're telling me there's plenty of plants around them.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We are in the Garden Village.
Plant Village, something like that. There's a lot of plants around. And it's got a village feel, so we'll roll with that. Anyway, there's a load of stuff here. All of it is grown, which is quite cool. I don't know how long it's taken to grow, but it's been grown. I don't have green fingers.
We need to find somebody to ask those questions to. And I've got to say, it looks absolutely wonderful. Look how beautiful these flowers are.
They're all available for purchase as well.
If you've got a special somebody in your life, that would go down really, really well with
Luckily,
them.
Luckily, I don't have a special someone in my life, so I don't have to buy that, so it's okay. But you can buy these plants. They're all available for sale. They all do look very nice. Apparently, there's something called perennials? Perennials?
Perennials.
Okay, apparently that's a thing. That's a plant thing. But there you go. And you can buy all this sort of stuff. They're £10, £5. It's all quite reasonably priced, to be fair, because you've got to remember, someone's put a lot of effort into growing this sort of thing. Hello. I do believe you're selling plants.
I am, sir, yes.
That's awesome. What's your name?
Mark.
You're Mark, and you're from Alchemy Plants.
Indeed.
And how do you guys go about getting ready for a flower show such as Taunton Flower Show? Because it is a huge event, and it's probably an ideal for you guys because you are a plant company. So what goes into the preparation for Taunton Flower Show?
Well, it all starts at the beginning of the year with your stock. You're buying and growing stock right from January, February, March, really. Getting stuff prepared for the summer. And you spend all week gathering stuff, cleaning it all up, tidying it up. Planning it.
What are your best sellers? What are the plants that do really well at these sort of shows?
Well, this time of year, it's all perennials, colour. Verbenas, phloxes, anemones.
So what is the difference between a perennial and a normal, or selling normal, like a daffodil, I suppose? Is a daffodil a perennial?
Well, it's a type of perennial, being a bulb as it comes back every year. But a perennial dies back in the winter and returns each year. An annual is just literally a bedding plant for that year. So perennials just
get. So you learn something new every day here on Tone FM, don't you?
I've got to say, you know, anything that's living like a flower or a plant, you know, the complexities and the variations.
It's infinite.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there is no deadline. So how many variations do you think you've got here today?
Well, this time of year it's more limited. Early in the year, this time of year is perennials that sell really. So it's
okay.
Perennials and summer flowering bulbs.
And have you come back to have you been to the flower show many years before, or was this your
first
year?
This is our first year.
Wow, and where have you come from?
York.
York, wow. That's a bit of a way.
That's a long trip.
We come all the way from Yorkshire just down to the...
And how did you get to hear about this, or were you approached?
No, we found it on the internet. We do shows every weekend up and down the country, so we heard how good this one was.
They've heard of Taunton in York, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, we're doing a good job. Okay, thanks very much for talking to us.
Yeah, have a good day, gents.
Thanks.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour of Taunton with Craig and Giles. If you've just joined us, we've been at the Flower Show all day talking to you about what is going on here at the premier event in the local area. Craig, where are we at the moment?
So we are standing outside County Flowers, which are pretty much central to the bandstand in the middle of Ivory Park. And with us we have...
Alison.
And Heather.
Alison and Heather. So how has your day been so far?
It's been really busy,
yeah,
actually.
It has. Yeah.
Yes, we've got various items of plants and house decoration things for sale.
What I'm enjoying about this stall is because we've seen so many flower stalls selling your little potted plants, etc. But what I really like about this is they're offering an alternative range of the same thing. So you've got a lot of cactuses, you've got a lot of gardenware as well. You've got these things. These are frog houses, I believe.
Yeah, frog houses. They're made by made locally by an elderly gentleman, and they're very, very popular.
So frogs will actually move into those, will they?
Yes, we don't actually supply the frogs, but
no. Because I know people. So that's really cool. I mean, I present a show called The Sunday Alternative, and artist that we play a lot of at the moment is Lana Del Rey, who's bringing back this 50s and 60s aesthetic, and that's coming in with what you guys are doing, because you've got these retro oil drum cans that you can use as storage boxes or stools.
That's right.
So where do you guys source these from? Tell us a story about how you came to be selling these. No idea. Fair enough. But it's really cool because what you've taken is you've taken stuff from America. So you've got the Texaco, Esso, STP, yeah. And they look like oil drums, but they're actually there to be sat on. You can put things inside them as well. You've also got, of course, the VW camper vans made out of old metal. Yeah. And you've got your Welcome to Las Vegas logos and then giant beer bottle tops as well. Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. And I just like that whole retro aesthetic.
I think it's just really clever that you're on trend. That's do you know what I mean?
BW. BW is very popular, yes. The reason I don't know where these items are from is I'm only manning the stall while the owner is actually judging. Yes.
Which is even cooler because she's judging, which is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, judging is such a tough competition. We spoke earlier we tried to get one of the judges, but we already know that there was the highest entries they've had this year,
really?
So there's a
excellent.
Lot of work to be done there, so yeah, they're really, really busy. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for your time.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's the Flower Show, it's Craig, it's Terry, Giles and myself, Jason. Johnny, we've left in the festival stage, pulling his hair out, bless him.
He's doing a really good job. He's been doing the sound desk on the festival stage in the festival village today. And he works with us as well, and he's been doing an absolutely great job. So well done to Johnny. He's been doing something I could never do.
The problem we've had today is the weather has not been as kind as it might have done. We've had a few showers, and that's meant we've had to reorganise scheduling on the festival stage and get people under cover so they don't get electrocuted.
Exactly.
But it's overall, it's been a fantastic day. And you know what? For me, the people, there are literally thousands of them down
exactly.
here today, and it's really, really good. It's fantastic.
I mean, Craig and I have been walking around for most of the day, as well as with you as well. And you could not move for people. There were so many queues, so many people stopping. It was crazy.
Now, it's us off air in a few minutes because we are closing down. We're still here at the Flower Show, but don't go anywhere. There's some great stuff coming up. From 3 o'clock, Terry, it's
Paul
90s.
Cubby Holmes. No, it's not.
It's
Cubby.
It's the 90s.
Yeah, it's Cubby with 90s heaven. And then Steve will be here between 4 and 6 with your afternoon and drive time. So do stay tuned to Tone FM. Now, we'll be back tomorrow.
We will indeed. We've got a lazy breakfast from 8 o'clock. Craig, just to say that. Craig, you need to be here at 8 o'clock.
Ooh. Lazy, so you're doing brekkie from 8 till 10 tomorrow.
8 to 10 brekkie. And then we're back on air from 12 to 4 with more stuff from the Flower Show. So
and
stay tuned.
Unfortunately, darlings, I'm going to have to leave you in the lurch tomorrow. Because my band, also available for bar mitzvahs, weddings and all that.
Right.
We are doing a wedding at church for tomorrow, so I'm not going to be here, but you'll be in capable hands.
I won't
you
be here
lot.
Tomorrow either, but I will be on Sunday from 4 till 6 with a Sunday alternative.
Oh, do you know what? Let me get that one. I haven't mentioned my show between 12 and 2 on a Sunday.
And I'm on breakfast Sunday from 7 to 10.
Brilliant. Local group Last One Home, they've got a brand new EP out.
I'm back on Monday morning. Now.
Right, okay.
What you really need to do, though, is you need to come on down to the Flower Show because the sun is out.
Plenty of
hopefully
time.
The rain is going to go away better again tomorrow.
Tickets are discounted after four as well.
And it's just going to be fantastic. So come on down. This has been the World Tour of Taunton on a Friday, sponsored by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit them at the Market House for all information required.
Yes.
Right. Time
more
for us
great
to go,
tunes
then.
Before we go to the news, and then as we said, the 90s and Steve for Drive at 4 p.m.
Brilliant. Are we all done a good job then, guys?
I think yep. so.
Okay. Should we give them an overall bye bye?
Yeah. Let's
3,
do it.
2, 1.
Bye.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.